is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne. Thanks for being with us on this Turnaround Tuesday. How about that?
Hey, it's sort of nice to be here when the numbers are green. Last week, we were sort of like it was Monday because of the holiday, and they were down, so we didn't get our fun talk. So, but it does look like we're seeing a little bit of support or stabilization in both of the grain markets here as we come in today, and a little bit up movement. We're continuing to see people finish up over here. We continue to see basis levels strengthen for the corn, especially over in our area. Poets, their published bid is 17 over for the corn for delivery this week.
So this is not that surprising because you would be in a corn deficit area. However, the price of corn still well below $4, December contract at $3.75¾. Is there much need for the futures market to do any of the heavy lifting, do you think, for the corn market at this point?
And I'm going to say probably not, because as we look out west, of course, the harvest is running good. The weather is running tremendously good harvest weather. We're farther along than usual on our average that way. We're getting down into the last third of the harvest. And, like I say, I think that basically along the way, it is bigger numbers out where there's the corn is left in the field. And so we're not looking for that way. But we are looking for bases tighten up in areas, and we'll probably continue to tighten or get above the board, not just tighten, to try to draw some of this corn out for their needs between now and the first of the year.
Okay, so for your region and for those areas that are in deficits and where they start to see basis with overs, should they reward that marketplace?
Well, I think, what we've looked in, a couple of the guys were talking this morning that, farmers are very stubborn to open up their bins once they put the corn in it and harvest is over until at least after the first of the year. So I think there's going to be some real basis opportunities offered to us during the month of November and December. And it might be a good idea if you have some cash flows coming on first of the year that you take advantage of that and not wait into the glut when the rest of the farmers do move some.
Why are the soybeans higher today?
Well, I think, along the way, the same differential. We continue to see Chinese buying. We continue to see good shipments. And we continue to find it east of Mississippi hard to buy beans along the way. So all those together and lack of selling, I think, has brought the beans back. We also ran into some pretty good resistance and chart technical information that pushed us on a little bit up here today, Todd.
And I think I did see that some remain concerned, though rainfall is in the offing for the South American weather, and they kind of need that to get their planting started as much as anything.
Yeah, basically, we're too wet in one area, too dry in another area. We look to have some of that turn around here in the next 10 days down there, but I think they'd like to see a little bit of it happen first. I think Dr. Michael Cordner, lowered some of his estimates in some of the areas and looking at what's out there along the way, too, and saying that he definitely was wanting to see some moisture before he done anything about raising anything.
All right. Anything from the livestock side that we ought to discuss for the moment?
The cattle, the cash bids out there, they're 140 to 145 down the south this week. Pretty optimistic they're going to close or pick up this week. The Packers are wanting to get some bought. That's even to $5 over the board where we're at right now. So, all the livestock markets are up today and look to continue to stay strong the rest of the week.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me.
That,
of course, is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report for a Tuesday. Let's recap some of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. In the corn pit, futures are higher, up 2.5 cents in the December. March, 2.5 higher. The May up 1¾ cents. And next year's December up 1½ cents. Soy complex higher on the morning as well, up 7¾ cents in the November contract at $8.98¾. January up 7¾ cents. As well. That's a 9.03¼. July at 7 higher, August up 8, September up 7¼, November of next year up 6 cents. At $9.04¼, bean meal up $2.20, bean oil 44 cents higher. Wheat futures are just narrowly mixed for the morning, that both in the wheat soft red and hard red. Live cattle futures, as Wayne mentioned, are a bit higher for the day. November contract up 95 cents. Actually, in the feeders at $193, and the live cattle in the December at $142.80. They're up $1.15. The outside markets show the energies. Crude oil trading $46.42 a barrel at this hour. Ethanol futures at $1.53 and 9 cents, or a penny and 4 cents higher. And gasoline on the wholesale price, the RBOB, that's at $1.27 and 7 tenths of a cent a gallon. That's up 2.5 cents from yesterday's trade. Diesel fuel at $1.45 and 6 cents. That's 7 tenths of a cent higher. It's also known as heating oil. And natural gas for the day at $2.48 and 6 cents. That's up 4 and 4 tenths of a cent. The weather forecast tells us that we'll see for today mostly sunny skies. We're on the way to 75 degrees. Should be beautiful outside. Southwest winds at 10 to 17 miles an hour today. They'll gust all the way to 25 tonight. Cloudy, a low of 53. South winds at about 11 miles an hour, gusting to 16. And then tomorrow for Wednesday, sunny skies, another great day, 77 degrees. South-southwest winds at 9 to 18, gusting to 25, so another windy day. Those winds will remain with us on Wednesday evening and bring us partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees. And then on Thursday, we'll see sun again. A high of 72 will lay down the winds as they turn to the west at 7 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy and a low of 50. Friday, sunny and 70. Saturday, a chance of showers, cloudy, 69 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny and 61. And by the time we start the next work week, mostly sunny skies. And we'll be back to something more seasonable by then with a high of just 60 degrees. Hey, have you visited our website lately? I hope so. If not, please do so. You can always find all of our agricultural programming there. But at the moment, I want you to find a link to our Farm Assets Conference, or you can just go to farmassetsconference.com. Let me repeat that for you. It's farmassetsconference.com. Coming up at the end of the month of November, the 24th, that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, we'll hold this conference. It's the Signature Series, the second annual event at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal, Illinois. Should be a great day. We'll kick things off actually fairly early in the morning. If you're a member of the Corn Growers, the annual meeting starts there. And then we'll pick up right after their meeting at 10:30 with the Farm Assets Conference. The cost is just $30 for the day. We're going to take on a lot of really important topics. They'll include big data. You know, farmers have all kinds of sensors in their combines and on their planters that collect all sorts of data, and many of them are capable of using some of that data, but not as extensively as many would like. Of course, naturally, there are now companies that can do that. One of the largest is called Climate Corporation. Actually, it's owned by Monsanto, and it's Climate Ag Services. Officially, it operates FieldView. John Jansen will be here. He's a vice president with them, and we'll talk about big data, how it's used, how it's collected, who owns it, where it goes, and the ethics behind the whole thing. And then we'll take up a whole bunch of other topics, including the price of farmland in this depressed economy for the agricultural sector. We'll talk about cost and revenue for next year. We'll also, of course, have our regular panel of analysts. We'll have about 8 of them on hand with us for the Farm Assets Conference. The cost is just $30. Visit farmassetsconference.com or dial this number. It's 800-898-1065. 1065. That's 800-898-1065 to reserve your tickets today. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Todd Gleason.